Praise the Lord. That's a wonderful song. We just finished singing, Let Us Go Back to Our Father's Praying Ground. Amen. I do believe we left the praying ground and we need to go back. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the answer. Prayer is the one that can fix things and can turn things around. That song was right into the sermon that I want to deliver this morning. Amen. Praying times. How many know we're living in praying times? We're living in times of adversity. We're living in times of trouble. We're living in times of problems. Praise God. It don't matter who you are. Amen. We need to pray. Prayer keep families together. Prayer keep America together. Prayer keep the leaders together. Amen. Churches. Amen. Let us pray. We sing a song, pray on until the answer comes. We didn't hear that this morning, but that's all right. Amen. But pray on until the answer comes. Because you know what? If you keep praying, the answer going to come. It don't matter what you need from God. It ain't too much for the Lord. He can work a miracle. How many know he's a miracle worker in this place? Praise the Lord. We sometimes complain about the nation, and we sometimes complain about, amen, the leaders. We sometimes complain about what's going on in the churches. But I do believe if prayer is the key, we need to quit complaining and get to praying around here. Amen. You want to see something work out? You want to see something work out in your individual lives? Amen. God is the answer. We got people today struggling with the souls. Amen. They in and out of churches and amen, can't get themselves together. Praise God. But I want to tell you, prayer will work. Amen. Now you may ask the pastor, Pastor Lennon, how you know about that? Because it worked for me. Amen. And the Lord is no respecter of person. If it worked for me, it can work for you. Amen. Praise God. Call on the Lord. How many know when you call on the Lord will come to your rescue. Amen. He ain't like friends. Sometimes friends, and I see this in these last and evil days, you know, people's getting friendless and people getting ill and people having problems and quit speaking and not getting along. Amen. That's not of God. Amen. I want to tell you, we need to get it together. Praise God. We need to quit talking about one another. Get to praying about one another. Come on here. Praise God. Amen. I tell you, we must pray. Pray unto the Lord while we have a chance. Amen. Call on the Lord. Praise God. Call. I know this world is troublesome. I know this world is in a bad shape. Amen. But it ain't too bad for God. How many know that? Ain't that right, Brother Curtis? It ain't too bad for God. Amen. Things happen. Amen. I had some things happen this week in my life. Amen. I didn't go and worry and throwing the towel in. And amen. Because sister just reminded us that we're on the winning side. Praise God. So I ain't got to worry about it because we all on the winning side. I got the winning ticket. Come on, somebody. You see it? Praise God. I got the winning ticket right here. Ain't God good in here? Amen. This is, if you go by this word, amen, the Lord never lost a battle. He never lost a fight. Praise God. He's always available. Amen. Praise God. When it looked like you about to fall, amen, he's right there ready to pick you up. Amen. Start you, praise God. Won't he do it in this place? How you know? Because he done picked me up several times. Amen. I know what God can do. I ain't got to think about it. I don't have to write about it. I ain't got to figure it out. Amen. Because while we're trying to figure it out, he's already worked it out. Amen. How many know he is a way maker? Amen. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I know we living in perilous times and troublesome times, but these times are not too bad for God. Praise God. Let's read over here. I'm going to tell you what the times we're living in. But I'm going to give you an answer. I'm going to give you, amen, amen, an answer to know that God is still working it out. Amen? All right. Let's turn over here to, amen, 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Praise God. Do you know Brother Timothy? Praise God. Brother Timothy was taught by Brother Paul. Amen. Brother Timothy, young preacher. But amen, I thank God for Brother Paul grooming him, letting him know, amen, that long you on God's side, huh? Long you doing it the right way, everything going to work all right, Timothy. Praise God. All right, we're going to read here. Praise God. We want to start here at the third verse. I mean, excuse me, the third chapter. And we want to read the first verse here. It said here, praise ye the Lord. Pray for us, church. Do pray for the pastor. Yes. I cannot do nothing. I can't even preach unless he give me his anointing. Amen. Right. I said I can't even preach unless he give me the preaching gear. Praise God. Amen. Thank the Lord. The Bible said this, know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And I want to tell you, these are the days we're in. We're living in the last days. Let us all say end times. End time. Amen. We're living in the end times. And not only the end times, but we're living in evil times. Praise God. Amen. Everything goes. Praise ye the Lord. But I want to tell you, no, it don't. You got to do it God's way. This is what you call perilous time. But the Bible says, time shall come. For men shall be what? Lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, thankful, disobedient to parents, and unthankful and unholy. Don't that sound like that's the day we're living in now? We are living in an unthankful generation. Amen. We're living in an unholy generation. Amen. The Bible said men shall be lovers of their own selves. And that's what you see in today. Men, amen, lovers of themselves. Men, amen, lovers of themselves. And God is not pleased. It said, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despiser of those that are good. Come on, somebody. Amen. These are the times that we're living in. And this is what you call perilous time. Traitors. Amen. People. Amen. Got quite a few of the traitors. Amen. Heady. High-minded. Praise God. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Huh? Having a form of godliness. But denying the power thereof. Amen. Huh? I'm here to tell you, church, it ain't no time just to have the form of, amen, godliness. We need to be real. We need to have the real thing, praise God. We need to get closer to God, amen. This form of godliness will not stand the judgment shock, amen. The form of godliness will not allow you to make it in heaven, praise God. I want the Lord to help us all to get to heaven. I love everybody. I love everybody, praise God. I love the presidents. I love the leaders. I love my church family. I love my natural family. I love everybody, praise God. Ain't God good in here? Amen. And that's how we have to be able to go back with the Lord. Amen. Because the Lord gonna tell you where I am, you cannot come. Amen. He will tell you if you're not living a holy life, he gonna tell you, depart from me. Huh? I said, depart from me. I never knew you. Praise God. I don't want the Lord to say that to me because I just told you I got the winning ticket. If you got the winning ticket, he gonna say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. He going to say, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Amen. And sister said, come on, come on. Amen. Come on and go back with me. Ain't God good it is? Praise God. Amen. Amen. We don't have to sit around here. Amen. So just all down and out. Amen. Like we had in our Sunday school lesson this morning. Amen. I tell you, God has been so good to us. We can praise the Lord. Amen. In times of diversity, in times of imperious times, we can still glorify God. Amen. We can still rejoice in the Lord. Amen. 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 Praise God. And I thank the Lord. And then we got to learn to do this because we ain't seen nothing yet. Huh? Come on, somebody. Things gonna get worse. Huh? Amen. And guess what? And I'm gonna get worse in the Lord. Hello, somebody. I'm not gonna be discouraged. I'm not gonna be defeated. Praise God. I'm gonna pray. The Lord gonna fix it. Amen. How many know he's a fixer in here? You ever need anything ever broke in your life? Sometimes your life break down. It look like nothing is going right for you. The only thing you got to do is what? Call on the Lord. Let him fix it. Amen. You see that man right there? That man right there is my brother. And that's my other brother sitting over there. My dad was a top-notch mechanic right here in this town. He taught all his sons, including the preacher, to work on cars and fix cars. See, my dad was so good where other folks had to put it on a machine until when it's skipping, they had to put it on a machine, but my dad didn't have a machine because we really couldn't afford one of them. Come on, somebody. I ain't ashamed to say that. Hello in here. But he served the Lord. God, he prayed. Lord, show him this is what's going on with this vehicle. You do this and you fix it right here. And it works. Amen. But I want to tell you, God is more greater than my dad and me and my brothers. Hello, somebody.
Right.
He is the master.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
I say he is the master of physician.
Yes.
He is the master of mechanics.
Yes.
It ain't nothing too hard for God to do.
Right.
God can do anything.
Yes.
Only thing you got to do is bring your vehicle to him.
Right.
Quit driving. You know your car is skipping. You got an 8-cylinder and it's working on 3 cylinders. You need help. Amen. Bring it on in to the shop. Let the Lord do a job to you. He'll give you a tune-up. You see that transmission, amen, especially, y'all forgive me, sisters, amen. Some of your sisters, y'all just drive till it just fall out and it'll stop you at the stoplight. You can't go no further. You see that transmission slipping?
Yes.
And it's been giving you warning for a long time.
Amen.
But you're still trying to drive it.
Amen.
Cause long as it'll move, you're going to move.
Yeah.
But you should have moved it to the shop. And amen. Let the mechanic know something's wrong with this transmission. I just don't want him just to go right out on me. But I need you to work on it. I need you to see what's going on. I remember Newman's time, my dad used to tell him, why you bring it early? You done messed up the clutches in it. You done, the transmission done got heated. It ain't. We can't do nothing. No repair to this. It need to be replaced. Now, you don't want to hear that. Now, you got to get a new transmission. I'm saying all of that to say this. We are sometimes as Christians in our spiritual vehicles, we the same way. Amen. We just wait till we can't, till the diversities come and the trouble come. Amen. You got to wait till everything break down where you can't do nothing but call on the Lord.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. There's a verse of scripture that said, call me early. Amen. What blood went warm in your veins and numbered among the living. Don't wait till the pain hits you and you about to croak out of here. Then you, hey, where's Brother Jerry? Tell him to come out here, I'm about to go. Amen. Word say, remember the Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil day come not. Amen. Don't wait till you get broke down and tore up from the floor up. The Lord still got mercy now, don't get me wrong. But you're playing on his mercy. And it is his job to say yay or nay. I want to call him early. Right in these times that we're living in. When you pray, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Not saying you ain't going to have no problems. Not saying you ain't going to have no trouble. But praise God, we got the problem solver. When problems come, we know we can call on the Lord. I'm in no church. When you call on the Lord, he will come to your rescue.
Yes,
amen. He ain't going to be slagging back. And when he come to do business. Praise God. That's what I like about the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. I've been calling on him for over 40 and 50 years. And the Lord come to my rescue. Amen. Praise God. When I fall, what did he do? He picked me up and brushed me off and tell me to start again. Amen. Amen. Sometimes I may fall off the race. Amen. Get too far over here to the left. But the Lord, with his mercy, he'll drive you back to the right. Come on, somebody. Won't he do it? I said, won't he do it? He will do it, and he will do it right on time. So I don't worry. I don't care about these times we're living in, these perilous times. God is still God. Amen. Amen. And it's going to let us know. All right. Now, listen at this. It said, I was talking about the form of godliness. But it said, but denying the power thereof, for such turn away. But it said, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away with what? Divers lusts. Praise God. But they ever learning and never, amen, able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Praise God. And that's what I'm praying for. Amen. That we all come to the knowledge of truth. Right in these times that we living in.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Long you got God on your side, he can help you. He can hold your hand. He can point you to a better land. Amen. He will do it, church. I said he will do it. Praise God. Only thing you need to do is have faith in God and ask him. How many know when you ask him, he shall surrender? Praise God. Let's turn over here and see what the words say. Amen. All right. Let's turn over here to Luke. Praise you, the Lord. Pray for us now. We're traveling here now. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. To God be the glory. Praise God. Amen. Luke, the 11th chapter. Let's read Luke, the 11th chapter. And we want to read verses 5 through 10. And if you get it before I do, you can go ahead and read it loudly.
And he said unto them,
which of you shall have a friend?
Which of you shall have a friend?
And shall go unto him at midnight.
And shall go to him at midnight. Hold it right there. I want to say this. You need to make sure he's your friend. If you show him at somebody's house at midnight.
And turn your way.
Amen. I remember my car broke down. I was in some rural area and it was dark, cold, and out of gas. Come on, somebody. And I went to this house because I saw a porch light on. And I began to knock to the door. This was at midnight. And I knocked to the door and there was a white guy. He came out. Had a double barrel shotgun. Amen. And he welcomed me with the shotgun. He opened the door and the shotgun was pointing right at me.
I already forgot what I came for. Amen. I'm startled. I'm afraid. I said, I kind of like Paul, do yourself no harm. Amen. I just ran out of fuel. My car just broke down. I just need some help. He said, what you want me to do? I said, I need to call my wife or call my whoever I'm going to call, my friend or my daughter, somebody. I need to use your phone. And back then, it was a few years ago, he wanted a cell phone, but it was a ground line, had a long cord, and he bought the phone on the porch out there. Amen. And I nervously dialed in the number. Amen. And I got some help at midnight. So every time I read this, I think about that. So that's just a word of caution. Amen. It said he came at midnight. Isn't that what it said? A friend. So make sure it is a friend, somebody that know you. All right, read on.
And say unto him,
friend, lend me three loaves.
For a friend of mine in his journey.
For a friend of mine in his journey.
Is come to me.
And I don't have nothing to set before him. That sounds like you're in a dying need. Praise God. Sometimes we get in that predicament. Amen. But I'm so glad God will prevail. Read on.
And he from within shall answer and say.
And he within shall answer and say.
Trouble me not.
Trouble me not.
The door is now shut.
The door is now shut.
And my children are with me in bed.
And my children are all in bed.
I cannot rise and give thee.
Listen. I know you might need me. But I'm going to be frank. I cannot rise and give thee. That ain't what the person want to hear. He's in dying need. But the one within that got everything, he don't want to get up and go to the refrigerator.
I say unto you. Though he will not rise and give him.
But though he will not rise and give him.
Because he is his friend.
Yet but yet, come on somebody, I feel like preaching now. Huh? But yet because of his importunity.
He will rise and give him.
As many as he needed.
And I say it to you.
Hold it right there. So what is the key factor? All right here. Amen. It said because of his importunity. Hey. We sometimes have short patience. We call on the Lord and we knock in and we need help from the Lord. Amen. And sometimes the Lord don't show up when we want him. But then we give up and say, well, I'm going on. It ain't nothing. He ain't going to rise and give me nothing. But the Bible says, but because of his importunity, what that means? Because of him keep on knocking. Because he kept on knocking and knocking. Because he know, amen, if I keep knocking, he going to get up. Because I know he got what I need inside. Amen. He got my bread. He got my crackers. He got everything I need inside. I ain't going to quit. I'm going to keep right on knocking. That's what I want to tell you to do, church. Sometimes you knock the one time. It don't come. He don't open up. Amen. Look like the Lord, they ain't even hearing you. But don't give up. Keep right on. I said keep right on knocking. The second knock. He might still come on somebody. Don't give up. But because you just kept right on knocking. Amen. He got up. See what God would do? God would do the same thing just like that. That man, you got to keep right on knocking. Don't be so quick to give up. I have had somebody come to my door and knock at my door. They were very impatient. They knocked right quick. See, first I got to think, was that a knock? I believe it was. So now it's going to take me time to get up. I ain't 25 no more. I'm 65. And I already told my family I don't get in a hurry. Amen. So when I get to the door, they done gone. They ain't knocked but one time. How you going to get somebody to the door and you don't have patience to wait? Hello, somebody. You got to wait on the Lord. You may have some things that you're asking God for. And the Lord maybe didn't come. Don't give up. Keep on knocking. Keep on asking. Wait on the Lord. The Bible said, if you wait on the Lord, he say what? He shall renew your strength and mount your wings as eagles. Ye shall run and not be weary. And ye shall what? Walk and not faint. Brother Curtis said, wait on your harvest. Amen. It's coming.
Glad to see you got to wait on the harvest.
Thank you, God. That's right.
You better say so in here. Amen. 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 You see what I'm saying? Wait on the Lord. Read on now. What did it say, sister?
And I say unto you.
Ask and it shall be given. Ask. There it is. Ask in faith, nothing wavering. Ask and it shall be given you.
Seek
and ye shall find.
Knock and it shall,
not might, be open.
For everyone that asketh receiveth.
Ain't that a blessing? All on. I said, ain't that a blessing?
Yes.
Amen. He ain't like man. Sometimes man give it to special people. He give it, you know, to his friends and the one that he's really cared for. But see, the Lord, and that's what I don't like about the government. See, the Lord crossed the board. He said, everyone that asked it shall receive. He don't care if you black, white, Jew, Greek. He don't care if you poor, rich, Democratic, Republican. Amen. No matter who he is. If you're a he, she, it doesn't matter. He will give across the board anybody. Read that again. Let make sure I'm saying
it
right. For everyone that asks it, receive it. Amen. Ain't going to leave nobody out. Amen. We all can get a slice of cake. We all can be blessed. Lord don't have no respect to person. Whatever you want for God, he can supply. He can supply your every need according to his
riches
in glory. So if you don't have what you need to have, it's your fault. That let me know you ain't praying like you need to pray. That let me know you ain't seeking like you need to seek. That let me know you ain't asking like you need to ask. You ask in faith and expecting to receive. That's how God work. So friends, whatever you need from Jesus, I want to tell you he's everybody's friend. Amen. I told you, make sure they're your friend. I was talking about natural friend. But I want to tell you, Jesus is everybody's friend. Come unto him, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
How many need some rest in here?
Amen.
I ain't talking about going to sleep now. Staying in your bed and resting. A lot of people are resting right now. That should be in church today. You know, they're resting. I don't feel like getting up. I'm tired. I had a long weekend. You're going to be hot and have a long time in hell.
Eternity.
Amen. Talking about, huh? Man, I hopped out that bed this morning. Huh? Come on, somebody. And glad to come to the house of God. Amen. Corvetta croaked that scripture this morning. What did you, what was that scripture, sister?
I was glad.
Say it again really loud.
I was glad when they said it to me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
I won't say it. I was glad when they said it. I can't hardly wait till Sunday come. I can't hardly wait till Wednesday night come because we're getting ready to pray. Pray on until the answer comes. Let us go back to our Father's praying ground. We need to find that ground. We all need to find that ground. Amen. Somebody say prayer closet. You need to find your prayer closet. We all need to have a place where we go and weep and pray. Where you get close to God. Sometimes people have an old oak tree behind in the forest out there on your land somewhere. That tree, that's where I go and call on the Lord. I don't care if it's a tree. I don't care if it's a light pole. I don't care if it's a closet in your house. Find it somewhere where it's just you and God. Call on the Lord. Talk to him. Amen. And quit just making rational moves and rational decisions. Just doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it. And don't even consult the Lord. Hallelujah. Did you get through with that, sister?
For everyone that asks it.
The word say, for everyone that asks it.
Receive it.
He that seeketh find it.
And to him that knocketh,
it shall be open. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. It might not be open the first knock, but that's why you got to just stay there and wait on the Lord. We need some patience in these days and time we're living in. Folks, patience run out. I see them driving sometimes, just impatient. The light turned green. And before the light turned green, you blowing your horn and trying to go, and it's still red. And then when it's green, you taking off. You mad because I'm driving slow. I ain't speeding for you because I'm driving under my driving license. My driving license number is 502-1999. Amen. I don't know what yours may be. When the police come, he ain't going to ask me what Joe Blue did. He going to get Jerry Leonard the ticket. Amen. Praise God. So may God help us here. All right. Thank you. Someone else get me now. John. Someone get me John 15. We're going to take our time this morning. So the devil take his time on turning you up and turning you around and spitting you out to in the garbage. But we got to know how to handle that devil. We got to know to pray and rebuke him. How many know when you pray and rebuke? He's gone. All right. John 15. All right. All right. If you got that one there, John 15, who got it? Praise God. John 15, first verse through the 10th verse, please. Read.
I am the true vine.
Now, Jesus, thank you. Jesus is saying, I am the true vine.
And my Father is the husbandman.
And my Father is the husbandman, Jesus.
Every branch in me that beareth not fruit.
Now, if you ain't doing nothing but sitting down and creating problems with other folks and not living a holy life, every branch that's not bearing fruit, he will take it away. Now, if you're doing my will and God's will, then he, every branch that beareth fruit, he what? Purges it.
That it may bring forth more fruit. Now, ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto
you. Now, you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
Abide in me and I in you.
Now, listen. See, if you want this connection with the Lord,
we must abide in him. Abide in him meaning continue in God. Let him be your leader. Let him be your guide. You fall in him and doing his will. So if you, it said, if you abide in me
and I in you,
and I in you,
as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself.
See, you cannot bear fruit of itself.
Except it abide in the vine.
Amen. If you want the power of God, if you want to be connected with the Lord, you must be abiding in the vine.
Abide in me.
Yeah, amen.
Okay, I am the vine.
Jesus said, I am the vine.
Ye are the branches.
Get that straight first. Sometimes people think they the vine. I'm doing what I want to do. Nobody can tell me nothing. No. He said, Jesus said, I am the vine, and ye are the branches.
Ye that
abided in me,
and I in him.
The same will bring forth much fruit.
For without me, ye can do nothing.
How many know that? Without God, without the Lord, you can't do nothing. You can't even walk unless he hold your hand. You can't even move unless he give you energy. You can't even breathe unless he give you the breath. Without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me,
he is cast forth as a branch.
He is cast forth as a branch. See, and is withered.
And
men gather them. In other words, you trash. Amen. You fit for the trash can. All right.
And men gather them.
And see, and men gather them.
And cast them into the fire.
And cast them into the fire.
And they are burned.
And they are burned. But I like this now.
If ye abide in me.
But if. Hello in here, huh? Hey, hey, hey. If ye abide in me, huh?
And my words abide in you.
And my words abide in you.
You shall ask what you will.
You can ask what you will.
And it shall be done unto you.
And it shall be done unto you.
Herein is my Father glorified.
Herein is my Father glorified.
That ye bear much fruit.
That is his a will that we bear much fruit.
So shall ye be my disciples.
So you can be my disciples.
As the Father has loved me.
So have I loved you.
Continue ye in my love.
All right. Won't it work, church?
Yes.
Amen. Are you listening?
Yes.
Amen. Washington, D.C. The Capitol fellows there. Amen. The legislator. The president elect, his cabinets, partners, are you listening? This is what's going to get this world straight. It's a good old fashioned prayer and living a holy life. Amen. Somebody say, can a president be saved? Yes, he can. If he followed the word. Amen. Anybody can be saved. Amen. But you got to follow the word. And following the word, you got to study the word. The Bible said, I think it's 2 Timothy 2:15. It says, study to show thyself approved. A workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We got to learn how to study. Study his word. That's why man is destroyed, because of lack of knowledge. Everybody's talking. I don't care what show you go on or what TV channel you go to, a radio station as well. Everybody's talking, talking, talking. Everybody got a solution, solution, solution. But I want to tell you, this is a solution. The solution is right in the word. Amen. Amen. This will work out every problem, and it will cure every source. Amen. So I want you to be meditating on what you need this morning. That's another thing. Sometimes we worry about that old me man over there and that old man over here, that lady over there. No, it's you. What do you need? Sometimes you call somebody and say, how can I assist you? They didn't say, how can I assist Charlie? Because Charlie's on another phone. But how can I assist you this morning? And the Lord is asking you today, this morning, how can I assist you? What do you need from me? Are you abiding in my word?
Are you living a godly life? Amen. Come on, somebody. See, sometimes we shook the blame on other folks. And it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It ain't my mother, it ain't my father. But it's me, oh Lord. Amen. That need help. Praise God. But I want to say here, if you do it God's way, it works. If you abide in the Lord and his word abide in you, then you can ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that he bear much fruit, huh? So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. The last scripture here, it said, if ye keep my commandments. Why did the Lord say if? Because he knew everybody wasn't going to keep them. He knew everybody wasn't going to do his will. But if you do it, you're going to be blessed. What did it say, sister?
If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love.
If you keep my commandments, then ye shall abide in my love.
Even as I have kept my Father's commandments.
And abide in his love. Amen. Thank the Lord. And I'm here to tell you, church, it's all worked together. The God of our salvation, Jesus, amen, the Son of God of our salvation, amen, and you as being the children of God, we all in this thing together, and it all will work. But we have to learn how to pray, and we got to learn how to seek God. We have one more scripture over here in Exodus. I got a key point here to help us out over here. Amen. Because sometimes we get in these predicaments. Praise God. Amen. We feel like there's no hope. We're in a hopeless situation. And sometimes we put problems above God and act like it's bigger than God. But I want to tell you, your problems is not bigger than the Lord. He can do all things. It's nothing too hard for God to do. Amen? Amen. Now, you remember Moses, amen, out there in the, praise God, out there in the wilderness with the children of Israel. Amen. They was God's people. So that show you, you know, we as Christians, we can get out of line sometimes. And we can get out of order. We can start losing faith. So, amen. Moses, he had a crowd out there. Amen. In the wilderness was losing faith. But it's just something about when you call on the Lord. We stuck out here. Amen. And don't have nothing to drink. And the water that we have is no good. It's bitter. Amen. We can't drink that. What in the world are we out here in this no land country? But I want to tell you, church, where the Lord allow you to be, God is still God. If you're in the valley, he's God. If you're on a mountaintop, he's God. Amen. If you over here, 6219 Kelvin Drive, Church of God, Evening Light, he's God. Right there in your neighborhood, he's God. Quit allowing things to look hopeless in your life. Exodus, the 22nd chapter. Excuse me, the 15th chapter. Excuse me, 15th chapter. And we want to start at the 22nd verse. Now listen. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. And they went out into the wilderness ashore. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Let us all say complaining. They're going to follow complaint. I ain't got to read no more. They ain't had no water. And I guarantee you, if you didn't have no water, you go home, your water gone, and you ain't got no water for 2 weeks, you're going to complain. Man, what's wrong? Why they do this? And why they do that? Amen. What will you do? Are you just sit back and say, the Lord will provide? Amen. And he will. Next thing you know, somebody bring you some jugs of water. You ain't called for that. You didn't know he ordered that. Look at that water coming up. Come on, somebody. Amen. God will take care of his own. Praise ye the Lord. All right. It said, and when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the water of Marah, for they were bitter. That water was bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against the preacher, Moses, saying, what shall we drink? Can you imagine how they feeling? They out there in the hot wilderness and ain't got no water. And here's the preacher. And they said, now what can we drink? I believe they kind of raised the voice a little bit. When there's disaster in your life, what are you supposed to do? It said, and he cried unto the Lord. Come on, somebody. Crying, meaning that he prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. Look at God. There he made for them a statue and an ordinance. And there he proved them. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do what which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all of his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptian, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. And they came to Elim, where 12 wells of water, not just one well. Come on, somebody. Can I preach in this place?
Yes.
I said 12 wells of water and 70, 30 and 10 palm trees. And they encamped there by the waters. See what God would do? God will, amen. You don't just have just enough of water just to drink for yourself. But he'll bring you through a more wealthier place. Where you have 12 wells of water. And 70 palm trees. Where you can just encamp and have a good time. Come on, somebody. You, at first, it looked like you was all in a disaster. Looked like you was all, amen, just nobody care for us out here. We don't have no water. We don't have this. But now God done brought you up. If you just pray and cry out to the Lord will bring you into a more wealthier place. So I want to tell you, church, whatever you're going through with, I know we all going through our different problems and needs and concerns. But I'm here to convince you this morning. Call on the Lord. And he will come to your rescue. Pray. Amen. Pray unto the Lord. Yes. Troubles is in the land. Yes. You don't have no water. Yes. I can't see my way out. But when you factor in Jesus, he makes the difference. God bless you.